Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will consider helping North Korea's economy if it denuclearizes. By Josh Lederman and Matthew Lee for the Associated Press in Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo offered economic help Friday to impoverish North Korea if it gives up its nuclear weapons, as the two countries prepare for an historic summit between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. A day after returning from a trip to Pyongyang, Pompeo said he had a good and substantive conversation with Kim during his visit, in which he secured the release of three Americans who'd been detained in North Korea. In a joint news conference with South Korea's top diplomat, he offered a glimpse of what U.S.-North Korean relations could look like if they succeed in reaching a nuclear accord. If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends, Pompeo said. Since Trump announced plans to hold a summit with Kim, questions have been raised continually about whether the two leaders have the same objective in mind when they speak about denuclearization. To the U.S., that means the North giving up the nuclear weapons it's already built. But North Korea has said it's willing to talk now because it's already succeeded in becoming a nuclear-armed state, fueling skepticism that the North would truly be willing to give those weapons up. Pompeo said there would need to be complete and verifiable denuclearization, suggesting it would involve inspections to ensure the North's compliance. I think there's complete agreement about what the ultimate objectives are, Pompeo said, though he declined to offer more detail. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa praised the upcoming meeting between Trump and Kim as an historic opportunity, but added a few notes of skepticism as well. Amid concerns that North Korea will demand the U.S. withdraw its troops from neighboring South Korea, Kang emphasized that the U.S. military presence there must be a matter for the U.S.-ROK alliance first and foremost, using an acronym for South Korea's official name, the Republic of Korea. She said the U.S. troop presence in the South for the past 65 years plays a crucial role for deterrence, peace, and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Therefore, she said, any change in the size of the U.S. forces in South Korea should not be on the table at the summit. The next few weeks will be critical, requiring airtight coordination between our two countries, Kang said.